It's showtime.
Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a show about reality television and friendship, in which I asked my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. My name is Jake Scheidel. I don't think I mentioned that. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Good, Jake. We're recording from scenic downtown Grand Rapids right now, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
In person.
In person. We are sitting across from each other right now.
That's fun.
At Rosa Park Circle.
Yeah, this is our first outdoor episode that we've ever done.
That is correct. We have been some indoor boys. Now we're some outdoor baseball cap wearing boys.
We are both wearing baseball caps. I'm wearing a Detroit Tigers.
How dare you?
Also,
by the way, like, how dare you come back and pretend like you're not in Chicago now?
Yeah, no, I'm all about the Cubbies now. Yeah. Because I live in Chicago. And the Cubbies, 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 you know?
Yeah, love those Cubbies.
The Cubbies win the World Series, and now
there's a pretty good dog over there.
Oh, there's a good dog over there. That's the nice thing about recording outside. We can see all the good dogs. When I'm recording in my apartment, I just have to look out the window. I live on the third floor of a three-floor building, and I just see the dogs outside walking around. You can't see those dogs.
Nope.
But now we're outside, and we can both see the same dog. Good boys, all of them. So Thomas, question for you, did you watch Survivor last night?
I cannot say yes to that, but I can say I know what happened on Survivor.
You read it on the internet.
Yeah.
You read the write-ups.
I read a synopsis.
You read a synopsis of the episode, which is was the working title of this podcast, but then
we
thought, we should just watch the television show.
Yeah. Which, again, we talked about this on a previous episode. Might have even been last week, but, like, man, those AV... It'd be nice if it was, like, an actual AV Club recap I could read instead of just, like, some bullet points.
Yeah, they kind of messed up with that. I'm still upset about that. Yeah. Like, I never read the AV Club. We're talking about the AV Club again in the first 5 minutes
this is
of the episode.
This is our new podcast, Talkin' AV Club.
AV Cast.
AV Cast.
That's what we call it now. Alright, so let's just get into the episode. What happened on the episode of Survivor? This week's episode was called There's a New Sheriff in Town. I think bad title?
It's okay.
I feel like this season has had a lot of titles that are just like sayings that already exist. Like, there's nothing clever about any of these titles.
No, it's...
Even, there's a new survivor in town or something, like...
It just makes me... All it makes me think of is the Arrested Development joke where Tobias says there's a new daddy in town, he's a disciplined daddy, and then they made a song for it.
Yes. So, you missed some of the episode, so you didn't get some good quotes. Here's some better titles I picked out. You want to hear these?
Sure.
We had Constantly on Edge, because I'm constantly on edge while watching this show because I'm afraid that the people I like are going to be voted out. Or, this is a good one, The Last Moments of People Getting Along. The Last Moments of People Pretending to Get Along, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a little long.
But immediately after that, Zeke said, Smiles Before the Bloodbath.
That's good.
It's a good fucking title. Ooh, I shouldn't cuss because there's children nearby.
Yeah. Are there?
I mean, there's a child over there in a
store. That child is not within earshot.
Also, they're probably... they can't hear me. Yeah. Alright. So, we start off on the Nuku tribe, and Sarah says she won't forgive Varner. And then Zeke talks about resilience while playing Survivor and says, I'm here to win $1 million. I'm here to win Survivor, so let's get back to it. That's what he says. And then the two tribes meet up, and Jeff is like, look, a feast. And they're like, look, a merge. And then Jeff tells them that they can only partake in the feast if one person from each tribe volunteers to sit out.
That's incredibly stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no reason for that.
But it's Survivor Game Changers.
Yeah.
They have to change the game somehow. Oh, another good boy. I'm walking past right now. This guy's also wearing a Detroit Tigers hat. That's nice.
I like that. I wasn't even paying attention because I was just looking at the dog.
It's a good dog. It's got some pointy ears. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing. It's a stupid thing, and I don't like it. And they don't need to do it ever again. And then he tells them that if they if they don't get two volunteers to sit out, that everybody gets a cheese and cracker and a sip of iced tea.
Okay, I like that.
I think that kind of makes up for the dumb thing. I would kind of wish that they hadn't.
That would have been great if they got their one sip of iced tea.
It was like a single bottle of iced tea, like a 12-ounce or whatever, and then it's like, all right, you can just pass this around. It's good. So Brad Culpepper volunteers and says, it's what Monica would do. He loves Monica.
Like how he always talks about Monica like she's dead.
Yeah. She's not on Survivor, she doesn't exist.
Yep.
But remember when she did exist? Monica Culpepper is the Johnny Fairplay's grandma of this season. Sierra says that she may use her advantage this time around because she can only use it at 13 or 6, and there are 13 people left. And Cerie says, this is where I step my game up. Then Brad Culpepper, the professional football player, says, in football, you're only as good as your next game. Who's the next out? It's not gonna be me. It's gonna be a man.
We're close to that when everyone makes that joke.
It's already started, I just made it.
Yeah.
It is, though. It is gonna be May. Justin Timberlake, coming for you for the month of May. When do you think he was born? What month? Do you think it was in May?
I like to think he was born in May.
I think he probably was. Okay. I didn't think about how distracting it would be to be outside during this. There's so many things to look at. There's some kids out in the circle, like, flipping around on Razor scooters, and I'm very nervous for their ankles.
Oh, yeah. The most painful thing imaginable.
Yeah. Let's see, where are we? Brad says that he can trust Ty, and he wants to gun for Haley and Michaela. It's fine, Brad. Like, I was rooting. I thought you were doing well, but then you went after my people. And I don't appreciate that.
He's a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my phone in order so that I can look up what month Justin Timberlake was born in.
It's May. We already determined that he was born in May.
I have to know.
That's why he wrote that song. And that's why he's like, it's gonna be May, which is my birthday. And it rhymes. Rhyming's very important. Did you find it? Did it say he's in May?
January 31st.
No.
He's a January 31st, 1982.
He's so old.
35 years old. Yeah. 35 years young.
Yeah, good for him. Millennial, technically.
Yeah, he's right on the borderline.
Yeah, millennials versus Gen X, technically millennial. He would be, in that season, he would be another secret millennial.
Yeah, he would be like Ken, yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait for that guy to come back. What a good guy.
Good guy, yeah.
I was thinking about Heroes versus Villains, too. And I read something that was like, there's not enough heroes for a second one.
Get Ken
like,
on there.
Ken would be great. Adam would be great.
Jeremy
would be great. Sydney, was she it? Would she be considered a hero?
Yeah, I think
she kind of was a free agent. I don't think she ever really aligned herself with either side.
I guess that's true.
I think Michaela, because like just everybody loves her. I don't think she's done anything that is heroic or villainous so far, but we'll see in the rest of this season.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who heroes would be.
Ty.
Yeah, I don't know if Ty qualifies as a hero.
Jeff Probst considers him a hero.
I guess that's true.
If Jerome Probst considers you a best friend, you are on the hero's tribe. If he hates you, you're on the villain's tribe. I think if Brad Culpepper continues in his, like, I love Monica thing, he could be cast on the villain's tribe.
On the villain's tribe?
I meant to say heroes. Sorry, I was thinking about something else. I was thinking...
Jeff was like, I hate that he cares about his wife.
The only person Brad Culpepper should care about is me, Jeff Probst. I'm Jeff Probst, and I don't know how to pronounce my own name.
Jeff Probst, like, these hoes ain't loyal.
Ty says that he loves Brad because they have a lot in common. Such as?
Yeah, what do they have in common?
They are... from different countries. I guess they're both, like, in their 50s?
I guess that's true. Family is very important to both of them.
That's true. They also both love Monica Culpepper.
Yep, they love Monica Culpepper. They both love to laugh.
Who who doesn't love Clef? Like, honestly, I think the most meaningful thing I've ever heard in my entire life is live, love, laugh, you know? Just, like, take that to heart.
Eat, pray, love, man.
You just gotta eat, pray, love, live, laugh, love, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love, ASAP, you know?
Live, laugh, love, eat, pray, love, ASAP, Rocky. And then Debbie pretends to be drunk, and everybody thinks it's so funny. But she's like, I wasn't actually being drunk, I was just sucking up to people.
What?
I don't know. It was a strategic move, supposedly? I don't know. And then she says, if you think our camp isn't going to be full-blown pandemonium, you're a fool. But I want you to know that when I was writing out that quote in my notes, I wrote, full-blown panda.
This camp has gone full-blown panda.
Yeah, black and yellow, black and... It's a different song. black
boy.
On the white side. Nope, black on the inside, white on the outside.
No.
What's the song?
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
That's not
cream
panda.
On the outside, clean on the inside.
How does panda go?
Panda. It's like, panda. I got broads in Atlanta.
Got
and then it's a lot. Yeah, and it's a lot of, like, very fast talking that is all, like, mumbled.
I'm a big fan of Donald Glover. Watch Atlanta on FX. It's real good.
I think he says Macho like Randy at one point.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah. All right. So then we get to camp, and Debbie apologizes to Brad for blowing up at him because Cochran told her to. Cochran won this game, remember? What if they came back into the merge, and Jeff was standing right next to Cochran, and he was like, now he's in the game too. It's called foreshadowing. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know what this has to do with
anything.
Jeff's
like, read a book.
Just go to a library. Like, you just be in the presence of books. So then everybody kind of gathers around the fire, and Zeke tells the story of Varner getting outed. Or not Varner getting outed, but getting voted out. That's important terminology.
Zeke getting outed.
Situation.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised by, because I didn't know if he was going to let the other people know about that, that that had happened, or if he was going to keep that quiet. And then I saw he was like, the people who didn't vote out Sandra and Varner were like, we want to hear the Sandra story, we want to hear the Varner story. And Zeke sat down and was like, I'll tell the Varner story. And it's like, oh, okay, so he's definitely using this
also,
now.
Like, yeah, somebody probably would have spilled the beans on that.
I'm
like,
sure,
at the very least, you get to be in control of how it's delivered.
Yeah, it was very obvious he knew what he was doing when he took that on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and, you know, can't blame him for that. But yeah, it's... There, somebody at one point in the tribe, or in the episode, said that every move is calculated, and that, like, it is very obvious. Zeke's calculations are very obvious, and I'm sure will become more obvious as the season progresses. So Ozzy, Troyzan, and Brad talk about how they have the numbers, and they want to target Michaela. Why? Why does everybody hate Michaela?
Yeah. Why is she so hated? Just let her be.
I honestly do wonder that. Like, why do people hate Michaela? Like, she doesn't seem to be doing anything wrong.
They're threatened by her.
That's fair. Ozzy tells Zeke, and then it spreads throughout the tribe that they want to take out Michaela. Then they decide on the new tribe name. I think Michaela decided on the new tribe name, Maku Maku. Good tribe name.
Good tribe name.
Much better than America. You'll never live that down, Survivor. That you let your tribe be called America one season. I'm still mad about that. That was like 3 years ago. I'm still angry. Sirik is saying that keeping Michaela in the game will hurt everyone, and if one thing sets her off, we're all going down. I cannot wait to see that happen. I am all in the Michaela camp. As if I wasn't already. There's a motorcycle going by. Motorcycles just sound like loud farts.
Yep, that's immediately what I thought.
Where were we? Andrea, Suri, and Zeke talk about making the first strike against Brad's side of the alliances. And then, you didn't actually watch the episode, so you didn't get to see this, but there's a scene of Andrea getting out of the water, and then she slips on some rocks, and it's very funny. And she, like, gets up as if nothing happened.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're referring to. It was just a funny little thing. Like, you did a dumb...
Jake just reflexively saw someone fall down and then get up like nothing happened and was like, I'm not owned.
This has nothing to do with me. I'm sure that she wasn't thinking of me in this situation. Haley says there are not a lot of people working with me at this point, and she says she wants to work with Michaela. I'm all there for that alliance. Michaela considers working with Ceree. All there for that alliance.
Yeah,
Ceree,
that'd be a good one.
Ceree tells Michaela that she needs to work on being more chill. Yeah, probably. Michaela says, I don't ever think I've seen two black women make it to the end. And Ceree says, never. She doesn't say it like that. She just says never. She just says the word never. Never say never.
Justin Bieber. We're on the same page.
Michaela says, I want to show people we can work together. And then it's time for an immunity challenge. You didn't watch this immunity challenge.
No.
It's a balance one.
Oh, cool. Who won?
Andrea won. Yeah. Or in my notes, it says Andrew wins. But that's only because I have that bad handwriting.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Andrew, you're such a good player. Sierra thinks, they go back to camp, and Sierra thinks that Haley has an idol, so she wants to split the vote between Michaela and Haley, and then they say that they'll tell Haley and Michaela that they're voting Zeke. Ooh, good idea. You should definitely vote Zeke, because he will win if you don't vote him out. And then Ceree says, why would I vote for Michaela? Is that any good for my game? Should I vote for her because Sierra said so? I love how Ceree is just like, I'm the best at this now. Like, you got Sandra out, now I'm the best one.
Yep.
Why am I going to listen to Sierra, who played once and was forgotten about immediately? And then Zeke says that this vote is to make sure that the other side is one man down. This is a whole, like, what's it called? Metaphor for the... Couldn't think of the word metaphor, because I'm a stupid person. There's like a war brewing metaphor throughout the entire episode, which you would know if you had watched the episode. God,
I suppose I would.
Debbie says about Zeke, his problem is he wants to be in charge, and Sierra says, well, guess what? There's a new sheriff in town. Episode title. And then
this tribe ain't big enough for the two of us.
Exactly. And then she makes a finger gun with one of her fingers, and then she blows it out immediately as if she had just fired, but she never made the actual firing motion. So, I never was a big fan of Sierra to begin with, but since doing that, like, you don't pull a gun out of your holster and then immediately blow the smoke off of it.
I thought you were a big fan of Sierra. You picked her, remember?
That was Sierra with a C. So Sierra with an S. Sierra... Ooh, what's her last name? Something. Sierra something. She's not my favorite. Ceree says to Michaela, I'm trying to save you. They're lying to you about Zeke. And everybody in the entire world was like, yeah, we know. And then at Tribal, Debbie says, I don't expect to be shocked tonight. And Haley says, I feel like I'm in a room of people carrying rifles, and three or four of us are blindfolded, and one of us is gonna get shot. Oh, that's a...
Pretty intense.
It's a metaphor, or a callback to the gun, finger gun thing.
Oh, yeah.
Good job editing.
I was just distracted by the thought of this dog that's over, also at Rose Park Circle, not being on a leash, and then running over to us and being like, hi! And I'd be like, yes, hello, dog.
I am here, I am on the podcast now. That's my show.
I would love to have that dog as a guest.
We talked about this on Twitter this week, Are You the One, but with dogs? Here's how it works. So
it's, you know, such a good idea.
You know, usually it's 10 men, 10 women, sometimes 11 of each, sometimes 10 of one and 11 of the other. Here's how we do it. Are You the One, dogs.
So 10 or 11 people.
10 or 11 dogs. Everybody, they still have Ryan Devlin's still hosting it. They still have the matchup ceremony. They still have the dates and the challenges. But each person picks their favorite dog at the first matchup ceremony, and then they immediately get all 10 beams, and then they just have the rest of the time in the house to just hang out with their new dog friends. And it's just really great television.
I like the idea of them having done the pre-match thing, so there is the perfect matches.
Yeah.
And them doing the alternating selections where the dog has to pick the person mm-hmm. the second week, so they're like, alright, go to who you want to see.
And then he just, like, runs over yeah. to whoever. Ugh. You know what? This is... Why aren't there more dog dating shows?
There should be more shows.
There should be more shows.
Matching people with dogs.
Yes, there should be. I
wholeheartedly agree. Like, the Humane Society can sponsor it. They can all be rescues.
Why are we doing this podcast? Why aren't we... I mean, I just noticed you're wearing a Surfer Blood shirt to yeah. completely change topics. Didn't we see Surfer Blood on this stage?
We did.
That's perfect.
All has come full circle.
That's amazing. What a coincidence. Where were we? We're at Tribal now. So Ozzy brings up an idol, and Jeff says, has anyone stripped down and said, I don't have an idol? And then they talk about that happening, and Haley says, hey, if this is an opportunity to do that, I'll shake down right now.
She's like, hey. This dog is very excited.
You know what? Seeing this stranger interact with this dog, I think they're a perfect match. They'd be a beam. Oh, look at this good boy.
I think it's a girl, but still. Well, sorry, all dogs are boys.
Thank you. There's three things I know about all dogs. One, they're all boys. Two, they all go to heaven.
They all go to heaven, yep.
All right, let's get through this, Tribal Council. Haley says, I'm not going to do it voluntarily, but if somebody asks me to, I will. And then they go to vote. Sari votes for Michaela and says, this is to save your life and mine. Hopefully it breathes longevity into our game. It means nothing. And I understand why she did it, but I did not like seeing Michaela's name on Sari's parchment.
Yeah.
But I understand why she did it.
Yep.
Because she wants to, you know... She wants people to think that she's with them when she's actually with Michaela. Alright, so votes are Zeke, Michaela, Haley, Michaela, Haley, Michaela, Haley, Michaela, Haley, Haley, Haley.
Haley's gone.
Haley's gone. It's... You know... I don't feel great about this.
I'm very pleased.
Alright, let's just continue.
I'm very pleased because this happened to me last year and I didn't like it.
I just want to pick a new one.
No.
I just want to pick somebody new.
No, you can't.
I pick,
You don't get to pick anyone.
Who did you pick? I don't even remember anymore.
I picked Zeke.
I picked Zeke also.
No, you can't do that.
Alright. They go back to camp and somebody asks Michaela how she slept and she says, perfectly. First time in the history of Survivor that anybody has ever slept perfectly.
How far into this are we? We might want to just speed round through the second.
Yeah, let's do that. Sari says the next tribal is going to set the dragon loose. And then she says, Sierra is like the godfather. She's controlling Brad. He's controlling Troyzan. Then Aubrey says, I feel like I'm in the middle of a big Italian mafia family. Cerie's like a black Italian grandma, or an aunt. She's more like an aunt.
Okay.
Andrea is slowly gathering numbers. And then Zeke sees that Sari and Andrea are bigger threats than who they were originally going for. Then they do... the reward challenge. You want to hear about the reward challenge?
Sure. What do they get?
So Marshall's branded, I don't know what they call it, spa day or something.
Oh, okay.
They say Marshall's a lot. Marshall's sponsored this reward. Marshall's.
They just want to
shop at Marshall's.
They're just very grateful. They want to thank Marshall's for doing this with no other ulterior motives.
The Marshall's reward was great. I'm pretty sure somebody said that this week. Sari is on the losing team for the reward, and she says how it feels like she can't provide for her kids. And then at the Marshall's reward, tie streaks for fun.
Sure.
And then he says, didn't you do this in the 60s and 70s? And Ozzy said, I don't know, I wasn't born yet. Then Zeke talks to Debbie and Ty about voting out Andrea or Sari, and Debbie says, it's hard for me to take anything Zeke says at face value. And then they have an immunity challenge. They have to just hang on a pole. Ozzy has done this this challenge twice and has won both times. And
would you say he's pretty confident going in?
Don't jump ahead.
You're not going faster through this at all. You're just reading your notes.
No, I skipped like so many notes. Sierra has also done this challenge once, but she lost. So then Jeff Probst asks, how confident do you feel knowing you've won this twice? And Ozzy says, I know what's to come. If I win, I can go fishing today. If not, we'll be hungry another day. And then Ty, who is the only person left other than Ozzy, says, Sorry, buddy. And then Ozzy drops, and Ty wins.
Yeah, Ty, this is the exact, like, Ty's the best at these kind of challenges.
Yes. Then Zeke says, back at camp, I'm happy Andrea didn't win, so I can take her out. And then we see some weird fish. That's fun. Andrea's like, we have to vote out Zeke, because she finds out. And then Debbie whispers to everybody at camp, Ozzy, we're going to blindside him. And then at Tribal, oh, here's another potential episode title. I forgot to write this one down. Espionage behind every coconut tree.
That's very good.
I like it a lot. Jeff, why aren't we producing this show for you? Sarah says, it feels like we're a bunch of single people waiting to hook up right now. If anyone wants to go on a date, I'm available.
Iran, are you the one?
Seriously. Are you the dog? No, it's just called Are You the One Dogs.
Yeah. Yep.
Ozzy says he's going to work his ass off to provide food. And then they go to vote, and Andrew votes for Zeke. It's a terrible game move. You suck at this game. I hope I see you never.
Whoa.
And then they vote, and as Jeff says, I'm going to go get the votes. Debbie says, Jeff, oh, I got an extra vote.
Oh, I'm going to use that extra vote.
So then Jeff reads all the votes. We got to vote for Ozzy, for Zeke, Sierra, Aubrey, Zeke, Ozzy, Zeke, Ozzy, Zeke, Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. Oi, oi, oi.
Yep. Ozzy's gone,
and as he leaves, he says, good job, guys. Good luck eating. What a great dude. We didn't go through the wildlife shots. Oops. Well, there were some fish, there was a heron, and there was a snake.
Okay.
Pretty standard.
Alright,
let's get into these points,
well,
huh?
Well, before we get into points, I've got a update.
Okay.
So, I'm sure everyone is familiar with the man that was forcibly removed from the United Flight and beaten up by Chicago PD,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure as a resident of Chicago, you are shocked by because that never happens.
No, they're good people.
Yeah.
The cops here are always very good to everybody.
But decided to weigh in on this. I don't know who asked him. I don't know why anyone thought this was a person that needed to weigh in on this, but he said, a plane is not a democracy. If you want to travel by air, you must agree to do what you're told.
Hey, Michael, I'm looking around for any kids. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's a stupid thing to say.
A plane is like a military junta. It's like a dictatorship.
I guess, but like, who's the dictator in that?
The pilot.
I feel like he has a co-pilot, though.
The co-pilot's the co-dictator. So, yeah,
yes,
yeah. So I mean, as if we didn't have reasons to dislike him already.
Yeah, no, we have more.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
All right, points time. Who did I have? Oh, I had Haley. She didn't do super well. She did not succeed in surviving the episode, so I did not get a point for that.
I get 2 points for Zeke.
You get 1 point for Zeke.
Nope.
It's by episode.
He made it through two tribal councils.
He made it through one episode.
He made
it's
it
by
nope,
episode.
It's 2 points.
Tribal.
He made it through two tribal councils.
I'm gonna
it's
give
two
you.
Points.
I'm gonna give you one
no,
point.
No, you're
for
gonna
that.
Give me 2 points. It's a double. Okay, it's not one episode. It's a double episode.
Check CBS.com.
It's two episodes.
Check CBS.com and see how they list it. It's one episode.
If it was one episode, there would only be one tribal council.
That's no. Sometimes they have two tribal councils in one episode.
No.
Sometimes they have three. It's called the finale. You get one.
I get 2 points.
You get 1 point for that.
2 points.
I disagree with that. All right. Who won the reward? Andrea, Debbie, Ozzy, Ty, Troy, Zana, and Zeke. Who did you have winning the reward this week? You had Ozzy. And he
did.
So you get a point for that.
Who'd you have?
I had Brad. He did not. I thought that they were gonna have beer. They did not have beer. You thought they were gonna have ice cream. They did not have ice cream.
No, so no points there.
I thought Troyzan was gonna win immunity. He won neither immunity. No points there. You thought Ty was gonna win immunity. He did once.
Yep.
So you get a point for that. I thought Ozzy would be voted out, which he was. You thought Debbie would be voted out, which
she
was
not.
She
was
not.
So you got one whole point.
You know what?
Week.
You know we. Can't all be winners?
Yes, we certainly can. Some of us can, though. What are we at right now?
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I just won one. Is that right? That can't be right.
No, it's right.
So I'm at 15 now, and you won one, two. Three. So you're at
I won four.
22. You're at 22 points.
I
now.
Won four. I'm at 23 points.
I think it's at 22.
So what are you at again?
15. You know what? Z's going to be out next week. You're not going to get a point for that. And I'm going to get a point because Andrew's going to win every single immunity challenge from here on out. So... Yep.
All right, so are we picking who gets eliminated next week and who's going to be...
Let's go through predictions. Who do you think will win the reward?
I think that... I'm going to say Sierra is going to be one of the winners of the reward.
I would not be surprised. I'm going to say... Michaela. But what do you think is going to be present at this reward challenge?
Boy.
Food, drink, activity, helicopters.
I'm gonna say ice cream again. I want them to get ice cream.
I think there's gonna be a presence of cookies.
Okay.
Who do you think is gonna win immunity?
It's a tough choice. I am gonna say.
Who's it gonna be?
I'm gonna say Brad. It's me and me.
Brad Culpepper. I'm gonna say Andrea.
Okay.
But who's gonna be voted out? I'll tell you who I think is gonna be voted out.
I know
out.
You think Zeke is gonna get voted out.
I think
out.
Zeke's gonna
I
be voted out.
I cannot, like, I don't want that to happen. So.
It's not. Sorry. Farm machines.
Yep. Boy, just thinking of everything.
I was gonna say, it's not who you want to be voted out, it is
who
you
think
is gonna
be voted
out. I'm pretty sure Zeke's gonna be voted out. I mean, did you see the preview? Yeah, I don't think anything spectacular was in the preview. Is it gonna be? There's only like 12 people left, 11 people left.
I think Troyzan's gonna get voted out.
An immunity idol.
Well, maybe he doesn't know he's going to get voted out.
I thought you were going to say, maybe he doesn't know he has an idol. Alright, well, we'll see. You want to hear who got eliminated on the challenge?
No.
Laurel.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, we've gone through a lot of hashtag changes this...
Okay, yeah, what's up with Darko? The Darko came
Darko
yeah,
on
Survivor.
Survivor. Just think about the spelling of that. There's a word in that was unintentional that was probably not what we intended. D-A-R-K-O-O-N.
Yeah,
so we can't... I don't feel comfortable doing that anymore.
That would be a problem. We could do Milicic on Survivor.
That's long.
Yeah, it's a little
And I don't
long.
Know how to spell it. How about Chucky Atkins on Survivor?
No.
How about Jerry Stackhouse on Survivor?
Stackhouse on Survivor.
Stackhouse
Let's
on Survivor.
Let's do it.
Jerry Stackhouse on Stackviper. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hashtag Stackviper.
Hashtag Stackviper. That's it. That's the new hashtag. Hashtag Stackviper.
Wait. I have a better idea.
Okay.
Hashtag Survivorson Deal. Allen Iverson on Survivor.
Survivorson Deal. There it is. Hashtag Survivorson Deal. We're going to get Allen Iverson
on
Survivor.
Hashtag AI on Survivor.
Well, here's the thing. We have slowly been working our way up to more successful... not more successful people being on Survivor, but we've had more success with... getting the people to respond to us.
Yes.
And so, because we started with Jonald Bananas, and he didn't respond at all, and then he was just a dickbag on his show. Then we went to Ashley Lambert, who didn't respond, but was not a dickbag.
Yeah.
Then we went to Ryan Devlin, and he
did respond.
I like
that we are being more successful is having one person respond to us ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's an improvement.
Yeah.
So... Survivorson Deal.
Survivorson Deal.
There we go.
All right. okay. Well, I think we can probably wrap it up.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN, or me as Jake Shido.
You can follow me at TomNotTom. Also follow at YearBefore and watch all of my wonderful videos.
I'm recording another one today. I haven't watched the latest one yet.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm not on that one, so I forgive you.
Thank you. You can email us didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. If you have an idea for a season of Survivor, for a theme, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. My mom came up with an idea this morning. Cops.
Cops versus criminals.
Cops versus criminals. Or, as Thomas called it, cops and robbers.
Cops and robbers. And then we also, over breakfast, I decided that it would be, they would tell the cops that it was cops versus criminals. Criminals would not actually just be regular people.
Yeah.
And they would have clean records. And it would turn into Stanford Prison Experiment Part 2.
Here's the only thing with that, is once they swap tribes, they're going to be like, so what crime did you commit? And they're going to be like...
They're going to be like, I didn't. And then the cops are going to be like, sure you did. The cops are going to torture them.
I don't know if this is the best plan
it's
for a season of television.
Nothing could go wrong. I don't understand why you're worried about this.
I think you're probably right about that. No one will be sued. You can shoot us a review on iTunes for 5 stars.
Also subscribe.
Also subscribe,
remember,
yeah.
If you subscribe, also give us a review. 5 stars only.
And if you give us a review, also subscribe.
Yep.
And another thing. Figure that last thing out for yourself.
Anyway, have a great summer.
Deuces. Stretch up the nets, but the couch won't stay. It's a nail bed's rest in the calico hay. The Fiji mermaid, dressed in my-